Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, broadcasting worldwide from in front of the Bilderberg.
We are live at Chantilly, Virginia with Alex Jones. Alex, go ahead and take it away.
Okay, we're here live in Virginia, in front of the scene of the crime, the Bilderberg Mafia meeting 2012, and we just saw two cars drive through with Marines in them with their Marine Corps license plates, and that's who was here 4 years ago, flipping us off, looking at us with hatred, because we're the enemy. We're the American people. Think about that. Think about how they've had Marines driving out of here who are the plainclothes security violating posse comitatus under diplomatic security, Marines, and they look at us like we're the enemy. Aren't they well trained? It's like we're the folks in Fallujah now, folks. We're what's left of America. We're what's left of people that actually know what's going on. We're what's left of people that still want to have a free country and don't want to be run by foreign banks. And so we are the enemy. Unbelievable treason, laws being violated, Logan Act, you name it. Everybody, all you collaborators, the globalist plan to collapse America. And you better be asking yourselves as collaborators with the New World Order, like Vichy French, you better be, or people that work with the Bolsheviks in Russia, you better be asking yourselves why you're doing this. Well, it's your career. It's your life. It's what you do. And I can't believe you write little old ladies' tickets with big fat smiles on your face. All that's coming back on you sevenfold with bad mojo because it's real and God doesn't like you when you do it. And just get ready for the judgment. Get ready for all the bad luck that comes with it. Let me tell you, working with these people, you couldn't get worse luck. You better hit your knees tonight and repent, even if you're too cowardly today to know this is wrong. Or you're going to take on all the bad mojo. You better know that. You just bought a bunch of bad luck being part of this. Probably got your other bad luck for being here 4 years ago. You guys should refuse to even be part of this. This is a criminal operation. They should have their own security out here. And I know they do, a bunch of scum back there. All right, dude.
Yeah, I'm here, Alex. That was Alex Jones live in Chantilly, Virginia, protesting live. You're seeing it live as it happens, thanks to the power of technology and the people's media who are all out there. You can see all their smiling faces. I'm looking at them right now. These people are mad. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, Rob, I wanted to get everybody's roar here.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Delay that on the radio streams. All right, anyways. Hey, the answer to 1984
is 1776.
Yeah. All right, we're out here, ladies and gentlemen. And, look, the Hyatt Place actually just went in there, but not here. And the cops went to our hotel and told them not to give us rides. But I guess they're probably bringing, some prostitutes or whatever to the Bilderberg group. I mean, this is just incredible what's going on.
Yeah, that's probably why, Alex, they needed to ship in the prostitutes and the rest of the NSA that they couldn't house in Chantilly in the Westfields Marriott to the location. So they could continue their spying operation, their illegal spying operation, and their harassment, continued harassment of the American people. Because that's what's going on. We've been witnessing it. We've been witnessing police pulling people over who are just stopping and letting people out in parking lots, on the side of the road, places where you could do it any other day of the year, but not today. Today, oh, no, this is a no-drop-off zone. This is a no-person zone is what they're trying to do to us. So we're going to have more coming up. We have two more hours left of the live show. This is the Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv are the sites. If you're not a member of Prison Planet TV, I think we're even letting people get on free right now and watch the stream live for free. You can check out the show. See if you want to be a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. We have the nightly news coming up tonight. Derek McBreen is going to be hosting. You know, a lot of people like him, and we'll be right back.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, June 1st, and we are in the midst of the biggest protest going on right now in America, and it's happening in Chantilly, Virginia. It's Bilderberg 2012. This is the third time they've met, Chantilly 3.0, and Alex Jones is on the scene right now live, bullhorning the cockroaches, bullhorning the mafia media, and the mafia that's worldwide that's running everything. And this is our chance to stop them. This is our chance to expose them. This is our chance to disrupt them. This is our chance to make them mad. You know how you get mad when you get something from the IRS or you get some giant bill that you know you didn't pay? This is our time to make these people feel that way because, you know what, they're humans just like us and they have the same emotions. So this is our chance to disrupt their plans because everything goes their way all the time and it's our time to make it happen. Alex, are you there? Are you live on the scene right now? Okay, he doesn't have the headset on. So we're going to go to a couple more. Here's a great news story that I saw this morning. The cable news nightmare, CNN and Piers Morgan in audience crisis. This is from The Independent. Viewers are turning off in droves, lured by brash rivals and the popularity of what? What? Internet news sources. That's the people's media. That's you and that's me. We're making that happen right now. We're the ones causing CNN and the rest of them to go into free fall. Some people are still going to Fox because, you know, that's the obvious underdog in this left-right paradigm, and they're the ones who are going to get more of the viewers, just like CNN and MSNBC had more viewers when George Bush was in office, who, by the way, was at the White House yesterday for his portrait unveiling. And I think it's great that they have Obama's blaming Bush for the bad economy. Guess what, Obama? You inherited it. You got to fix it. And we know you're not doing anything because your banker masters are telling you what to do. And you know what you're doing? You're just giving them more money. You think that's what the solution is. And you know what the solution is. You know the solution is you should step down because you weren't even born in this country. And that's going to come out. We all know it's going to come out. So let's show some of the footage now. We can just go to the video feed, and you can see some of what's going on right now. Of course, the police have barricades set up. They've been pulling people over left and right and really just making a mess of things for anybody trying to get in there and protest. But the people will not be silenced. The people are there right now. They're taking time away from their jobs, from their lives, because they know this is the most important fight right now is at the Westfields Marriott in Chantilly. Go ahead, Alex.
You are committing crimes and your new world order will fail, criminal. It was empty.
Alex Jones and the rest of the activists are in Chantilly right now, and you can be there. You can be there. Just go to the Westfields Marriott in Chantilly, Virginia.
Okay, dude, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead, Alex.
All right. Folks, tell everybody to the back of you, I want to march down here. The main conference center's down here. That's where they're actually meeting. Last year, on Friday and Saturday, Richard N. Haas, the head of the CFR, came out. He got so mad. So we're going to go right down here where they put up these fences. Some of us stay here, but most of us, let's march down here for a little while. Come on, tell everybody behind you.
All right, so Alex Jones has just made the call. Most of the protesters are going to go over to where the one of the larger conference rooms is that is actually closest. They're only about 30 feet away from where that fence line is that they've erected and put up black so you can't see behind it. And they're going to go down there and they're going to disrupt their meeting. They're going to make their day just go a little bit harder.
Chant at them. This is where they're really meeting.
Exactly.
There's the entrance over here, but down there is the corner of the conference area, the closest we can get to them. So those that want to walk down there, about 100 yards, come with us and let's yell at the globalists.
And we're going to go right back to them when they get there and start their protest. And that's going to be one to see, let me tell you. And you're watching it all live with the power of technology, the power of the people. We're taking it to them. We're taking it to the globalists. We're not sponsored by anybody large. We're not sponsored by GE and the rest of the bomb builders out there.
76.
You know, the people that you're looking at right there, that's the list. That is the list of who's attending 76. On Bilderberg right now. You've got all kinds of people. The National Security 76. Advisor to the White House, Thomas Donilon. Robert Dudley, Chief Executive 76. Of BP. Mitch Daniels, who we discussed yesterday ad nauseum, who will probably be the pick for VP because he's such a nice little guy with a comb over. No, he can't hurt you. Yeah, he can. He's part of Eli Lilly. He's going to come up and stick you in the neck with a thimerosal-filled vaccine. That'll ruin your day, won't it? That'll make you not think about stuff like protesting these people. That'll make you want to sit down and shut up and be a zombie. That's what that'll make you do. Also, James A. Johnson, who's picked the last few VP candidates. He seems to be the vice president kingmaker. Kenneth Jacobs, CEO of Lazard. Let's see. Alexander Karp.
Hey, dude.
Yeah, go ahead, Alex.
You'll notice when we get up here, people watching on the video feeds, not just listening on the radio. Everybody can watch it for free at Infowars.com, right-hand top corner for everybody listening on the radio out there. But again, keep it locked into the radio because that's the only continued feed. The video feed's cut out some, so the radio's a better quality audio feed overall. The one area where the big conference center sticks off, and you're only about 30, 40 feet from where they're actually meeting, it turns out the one spot close to the road is actually...
I can hear you, Alex. Go ahead.
And ladies and gentlemen, that is why we are here right now. You notice on the fence, this is the only fence that has a black covering on it. That's because about 40 feet over there is the main conference wing where they have their conferences.
Right,
so only about 40, 50 feet away is the Queen of the Netherlands. Only 40, 50 feet away is David Rockefeller.
Let's show a picture of David Rockefeller. I think we have one.
Only 40, 50 feet away
from his younger years.
Is all of them. The Federal Reserve heads, all of them. 40, 50 feet away is all of them inside of there right now. They can hear you. They know you're out here. Let's give them a battle roar, the American people.
Yeah. Yeah.
You criminal.
Yeah.
That came out.
That was awesome. I was yelling with you, Alex.
Let me tell you something. As they arrive, they stomp inside and they say, those Ron Paul supporters, we'd like to kill them and Ron Paul. Jim Tucker's source, our source confirmed similar things. They are throwing temper tantrums. You're not going to kill Ron Paul, you murderers. And even if you did, you're not going to destroy the idea of liberty. Ron Paul! 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 Ron Paul!
Ron Paul! Ah, they're having a little Ron Paul with their lunch. The Bilderberg cockroaches.
Ron Paul! Ron Paul! Ron Paul! Ron Paul! Ron Paul!
This is great. You're watching live in Chantilly. Alex Jones and the rest of the protesters are bullhorning the conference room. Just 30 feet away, they're having a little Ron Paul with their tea and crumpets.
Start over and say it slow. Ron Paul. 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 Listen. Listen, you old globalist murderers. Humanity is awakening to you, and you will be brought to justice. The answer to 1984 is 1776. The answer to your tyranny is 1776.
Now, if you're within 200 miles of Chantilly, you could be there in 3 hours. If you're within 400 to 500 to 600 miles, you could be there by tomorrow. So I don't know what you're waiting for out there. You need to get to Chantilly. Call off work. Tell the family you're going to protect their freedom.
Right. It's like this is the Alamo. It's like this is the Alamo. The people need your help. It's like Bunker Hill, 1776. Everybody needs to get here. They are scared. They don't want you to be here. They're doing everything they can to stop you.
Don't be afraid of a ticket.
Everybody needs to get here.
Don't be afraid of a measly ticket. They're not going to arrest you. They just write you a ticket. It's a piece of paper.
We don't stop them. They are going to totally take over our lives if we don't stop them. That's why they're trying to block people getting here. I want to salute all of you that came here in defiance of tyranny. I salute you. Thank God for the renegades standing against your evil. Bilderberg will fall. 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 All right, dude, take it away, buddy.
All right. Boy, that is awesome. That is an awesome display of freedom. That's some great-looking people out there, all fighting against tyranny. You notice there's no one type of person out there. It's everybody, because we're all Americans, and we all are going against freedom.
We've got breaking news. We've got breaking news, dude.
Go ahead.
The Associated Press is here. We finally forced the dinosaur media to cover the criminal event and the Logan Act.
Yes.
The Times, the Drudge Report, WorldNet Daily, Infowars.com broke the first blockade, and we commend everybody and everybody that's here, but the Associated Press, believe me, that's the biggest news outfit that feeds all the main propaganda chains. If they're here, a big deal, and we need to continue to demand the media cover this real event. If you have 130 movie stars meeting in secret, there'd be 15 helicopters over us right now. So I'm going to go talk to the Associated Press. You guys keep bullhorning.
Yeah.
keep going.
That's awesome. And we will continue with all the live coverage. In fact, keep one live stream going. You know, keep a little screen on me just so people can see what's going on. And let me know if Alex jumps in with anything else. I can only hear him when I stop talking, unfortunately. But, I was checking the Drudge Report right now. I don't see anything yet from AP. Of course, they are finally forced to be there because you got off your butt and you went out there and you showed them. And we're going to break right now, but we'll be back with more live coverage from Chantilly 2012. It's Bilderberg.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Starting today, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House No. 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally, freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry! Starting today, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low-price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, we're live. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm sitting in Rob Dew here. Alex Jones is live in Chantilly right now. He is being interviewed by the mainstream dinosaur media who have decided to come out and see why the people are protesting, because they pretend this event doesn't exist. We're going to listen to a little bit, see how the audio is, and I'll be right back in. Let's go to that audio.
The people that come out here to protest were concerned about you. And the fact that the police would be catching people a mile away, dropping people off at parking lots, pulling off in normal lanes. We check Virginia law. They're running false tickets. We pulled into a parking lot to get dropped off, and they got up, so we're going to charge you with trespass. And there wasn't even signs of that. They said, where's the note? I don't even know why I'm here. So they're really harassing people. It's like Russia when Putin has people, you know, arrested for protests. It's bordering on that.
I heard, are you planning like a demonstration or something tonight at 7? I heard something about that. Is there any sort of plans for an action, or is it going to be concentrated here most of the time?
I am planning, again, at 7 tonight, as more people can arrive, kind of meet out here from, like, we try to meet out here in the middle of the day, about 7 in the evening. It's a little bit cooler. And then we like to march around and chant at them and bullhorn them at night. I mean, right here, we're only about, that's when they put a black here with the fence, the only spot they have that. We're only about 30, 40 feet from the main convention wing where they're meeting right now. 4 years ago, we had Richard and Haas of the CFR come out and just give us go-to-hell look. I mean, if it was could kill, we'd be dead. He was just burning with anger because we were bullhorning. I was bullhorning for hours. What they were doing.
And I understand they kicked everyone out of the hotel right a few days ago. What was
usually they kick you out the Thursday morning. They were kicking people out on Monday, Tuesday. My guys got here Tuesday night, threw them out. I got here Wednesday morning, and they had police meet me and come out and say, you're not welcome here in the land rooms.
What was their reason?
They said they were renovating. And then another person said, no, we're overfull. So, and there's no Bilderberg meeting. Of course, there's no Bilderberg meeting happening. Of course, 4 years ago, the New York Times did a review of a film called New World Order that I was in, just covering this. And they actually said I was in it. That's a Chantilly's imagining Secret Service men talking into their sleeves. I mean, they said it wasn't here. And they said I was having a full-on event, a schizophrenic event. That's their disdain for the public. That's why I appreciate The Guardian 4 years ago and today. You guys have been covering this for a while, covering because it's a real event. It's like Davos, but it's secret. And imagine the New York Times told its readers, you can look it up, that it wasn't happening.
Pizza delivery.
Who decided to come out? Why? Because you showed up. Because all the protesters out there showed up. Here we got more cops here. Look, trying to arrest people. Look at that. Look at that. They're arresting somebody live on TV right now. You guys got it all wrong. Oh, my goodness. What did they take that guy away for? He wasn't doing anything. He was crossing the street. They just came out and singled some guy out of the crowd and grabbed him and took off.
Thousands of people right now. Thousands.
They're just singling people out and grabbing them.
Hey, who called your show? Thousands of people watching.
Okay.
Thousands of people watching. Thousands of people watching right now, officers. Thousands of people watching right now, officers. Thousands of people watching.
This guy's filming it. Over.
This is incredible. Right now they have a protester, a peaceful protester. He wasn't doing anything wrong. They have him pinned up against the car. And it looked like all he was doing was crossing the street. We're watching it live as it unfolds right now. The site is Chantilly, Virginia. It's the site of the Bilderberg 2012 meeting at the Westfields Marriott. Looks like we just lost a signal off of one of the Ustreams. Look at that, treating that man like he's a terrorist when the real terrorists are right inside the building, right inside over there. This is a total travesty.
Yeah,
All right, we're about to go to break. We'll be back with more. The Dinosaur Media is now on site covering this meeting. Hopefully they will mention the Logan Act, which is what our U.S. leaders, our elected public servants, are violating right now. You can see it all on PrisonPlanet.tv. We can do it for free right now, Infowars.com. I'm Rob New. This is the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're live in Chantilly, Virginia. Just arrested somebody who was just trying to walk around the crowd a quarter inch out in the side. They just did it as an example to the slave Americans. This is an occupied country run by Bilderberg and the foreign banks. They did it as a message. They psychologically profile these guys, kind of like little kid types that just want to exercise power over and over again. I was talking to this gentleman. You said, what would happen if we all just stepped out?
All of us stepped out.
Well, that's what happens in 1776.
All of us right here on the road. What are they going to all? Are you going to arrest this whole crowd?
Again, that's...
Are you going to arrest the whole crowd?
Again, the issue here is...
We have no...
The point is that they couldn't stop us if we all did. The point is, though, the reason we're not going to do that is we're already winning. We've got the Washington Post, the Associated Press, the London Guardian, Salon, all of them out here. We win. Oh, look, they're leaving now because they don't want to give us a chance to step out against them. They know their psychological warfare. We were all just about to step out on the street. Now they're going to go get riot cops, which is even better. But I'm telling you, again, that's how psych warfare works. The minute you came up and said, what happens if we, who are a couple hundred just in this group, step out against their 20 and they all backed off? Just like when everybody said they were going to have National Opt-Out Day, for a week they didn't know groping or scanning. They don't want to give us a chance to show that we have the power. All the drones, all the surveillance, they're wanting us to think we're powerless. We're not. Come to Chantilly. It's 1776, part two. It's happening now. Get your butts here, ladies and gentlemen. This is it. This is it. This is the reality. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's continue on. Rob Dew, I'll be back in a little while. I'm going to go talk to the media.
All right, that was Alex Jones explaining why they singled out a single protester who stepped right off onto the curb, apparently, onto the street. The cops swarmed him, grabbed him, put him in handcuffs, and took him away. There was another guy who said, what if we all step out? Are you going to arrest us all? Started standing up to him, and they all backed down. All the cops walked away, and they'll probably be back with riot shields and masks and tear gas ready to beat on the American people, ready to beat on their fellow citizens, because those people, that's right, they are cowards. They're cowards behind a badge. And I do know what it's like because, yes, I was arrested for filming the cops beating up peaceful protesters and college students. In fact, we have an article today written by Kurt Nimmo, Photography, a Crime Against the State and Global Elite. And the arrest of an activist taking photos of an arriving Bilderberg member is part of a growing trend in America. Photographers all over the country are being harassed, interrogated, and arrested for taking photographs in public. Citing overblown and often imaginary terrorist threats, the federal government now actively encourages police behavior that is the hallmark of totalitarian and communist countries, not a former constitutional republic. And you can read more about that on Infowars.com. That article's from Kurt Nimmo. We have two pages up where you can get all the Bilderberg news. It's on the top of our featured section, Bilderberg Breaking News and live video from Bilderberg 2012, where you can actually access our Ustream, which has right now have about 16,000 viewers current right now. It's moving up and down around there. We have our Justin TV link. We also have our YouTube stream and Alex Jones's Quick channel. I guess that was added last night because that's what it's all about. Finding those media, finding those pieces of media that we can add, putting it together, and keep hammering them. As long as we keep hammering them, it will not stop, and freedom will grow. And that's what's happening right now. The crowd is growing at Chantilly. Alex Jones estimates it's around 500 right now. It's only getting bigger, and it can get bigger when you go there. You need to get there right now. If you're within 200 miles, you can be there in 3 hours. You can be there helping out. People are coming together. It's America. This is what it's part about being an American. It's about standing up and saying, this is wrong. This is not right. And it's not right for these people to be meeting in secret. It's not right that we don't know what they're talking about. It's not right that they are having security arrest people for stopping on the side of the road to let people out, or stopping in a parking lot to let people out. They're arresting people for taking photographs. They're arresting people for crossing the street. They're arresting people for, or they're giving tickets to people for just dropping people off. It's crazy, and we should not allow this in our country. And I've even got some friends in Virginia that live close by. I'm calling on them. All right. Alex Jones is doing another interview, but first I want to call out anybody in Chantilly, Virginia. Get there now. Let's go to Alex Jones Live.
London writer, when he's a foreign editor, who wrote Now for World Government, saying, yeah, we're authoritarian. Yeah, we were secret. It's for your own good. We know best. He's here today. The only press that's here are people that literally say, I want authoritarian world government. He actually wrote that. He said, yes, we're secret. Yes, we're authoritarian because we know best. I mean, that's it. This is the richest people in the world meeting with key national security, NSA people, MI6, European security heads, Von Rumpy of the European Central bank system and the European Union Council. They're all here. They control the issuance of money and credit. This is it. Top of the pyramid.
How does it remain so secretive? How does it remain something that so few people, you know, are aware of?
Well, because the mainstream media in the United States has never covered it until now. And first it was the Drudge Report, which I wouldn't really call mainstream media, but he helped break it out. Then the Washington Times, WorldNet Daily, London Guardian for 4 years overseas really started breaking it. That was a big deal when you guys were covering it 4 years ago with Charlie Skelton. At first, a little bit laughingly, then he got harassed, arrested, and thought, well, this is really real. And media said it didn't exist to him. So it's the fact that they play that Jedi mind trick of this doesn't exist.
You're like, but yeah, there's limousines. And the New York Times says, no, then no, there weren't. And they actually talk to their readers like they're idiots. So the fact that the system said this didn't exist, they've lost all credibility. They've gone over the top. It was just, hey, it's a private Davos. Then it would have been reported on, but they wanted to keep it secret because they're violating the Logan Act.
I've heard some speculation about presidents being chosen, vice presidents being chosen. What's going on with that?
Tony Blair, 2 years before he came from nowhere to become the prime minister, was here and basically certified. Margaret Thatcher even talked to Jim Tucker and people about that. The fact that Bilderberg routed her out because she wouldn't go along with him, because she wouldn't turn over British sovereignty, wasn't she? Was perfect. We've got Bill Clinton, little known governor, comes here in 91, boom, fast tracked. If they like it, it's on. We've seen countless others, John Edwards, Gordon Brown, John Kerry. Obama was here 4 years ago. We talked to our sources inside. People saw him. Secret Service, B5, hooked him up to show us. We just had it with cameras, and they're like, I'm a coward like them. I mean, I'm like, what? I mean, it's just ridiculous. And so, like, you know, 6-7 black SUVs come in, our sources. Again, we have sources we had 4 years ago in this hotel. All we have to do is call them months before. Have people go in and talk to them and go, look, you're not going to talk to us now. But when they're really rude to you and treat you like total crap, I mean, if you look them in the eye, Hillary will start screaming at you. If Beatrix has this nice old lady front, you even do anything, her people will scream at you. It is just people being dressed down, just being treated like absolute garbage. Bilderberg guys are just running around going, blow Ron Paul up. You know, Kelly, yesterday, just like getting out of their cars, and they just see this as Ron Paul. And they just get out of their cars going, I want him dead. Put him on a plane. Blow it up. I mean, it's just like hardcore, man.
Were they talking about Ron Paul specifically?
Don't you look me in the eye. I mean, imagine.
Who were those? Was it Ron Paul supporters or Ron Paul specifically or both? Both.
The hotel source isn't political. My source and said, yeah, they're very angry at Ron Paul. It's like an expletive. You hear a lot of that. I got that this morning after I talked to Jim Tucker last night and today, and Jim is going to publish it like next week, and he's got to vet the person said the name, and he's checking it. But these are hotel sources, so we didn't have to, you know, find out. Then we have to get the info from just like one hotel source. You have a couple. It's like, yeah, there's a 6'2 or 6'3, you know, a Swedish woman grabbing people's arms. Later talked to reporters that happened to. My guys later saw it, and then we were calling her Swedish. She's actually Dutch and works for the Queen of the Netherlands, Queen Beatrix. So we're putting all that together. But basically, when they drive through and we scream, you're a traitor, you're scum, you're trash, they get out and they go, this Ron Paul, damn him. And they're like doing this in front of police, Secret Service, everything. They have Marine Corps, diplomatic detail. You see them come out in their cars and plain clothes. They're in there.
How do we know they're Marine?
They came to our hotel last time and sat on both sides of me, like 50-something-year-old Marine Corps colonels, and started saying, hey, let's blow up the State Department together. And I said, and I was there with some filmmakers. They actually saw it. The guys from that film, New World Order. And the guy's like, hey, my dad's a cop. You know, these are cops. I go, I started talking to them. I go, no, they're Marines. They were colonels. And I said, look, guys, you know I'm not planning anything. They go, well, we're just here checking. And then he goes, we're, you know, later I was talking to him outside. He said, yeah, we're Marine Corps, signed diplomatic security detail. And you see all their cars. It says Marine Corps with Marine Corps State Department plates. We just videotaped some of them. And we got them flipping us off last year, too. They were on masks. Yeah, later.
What's your response to this arrest that we just saw?
I mean, the guy was just walking around. He'd be barely. I mean, you don't normally get arrested if you just step out. It's like we're being white gloved. People a mile away are pulling up at their own hotel, and the cops are saying, you don't even walk on the sidewalk wrong when you come over here. We got him on tape coming in and saying, don't give him shuttle rides there, we'll arrest you. Shuttle pulls up, they just already pulled her over before they came to the hotel, and the woman was almost crying. She said, after we turned the camera on, she's like, I just want to not stay in America. I left this. I mean, this is what we've turned into, is they pull her over and tell her, she's crying after we turned her camera off, wouldn't give us a ride, breaks down crying. And minutes before, I said, you watch when she pulls up and she's late. They're saying, don't take people here. They're staying at the hotel. And then the cops pull up, go in, and on tape, we caught most of it right in there. Richard got so angry. It was just that Richard never gets angry. Of them sitting there telling the hotel, give them rides. We're going to ticket them or arrest them. And it's like, this is America. But it's no big deal. Yeah, they've got secret kill lists. They'll say they'll even kill citizens. Yeah, the Army admitted a month ago there is a re-education camp program. They've got it ready. But hey, and they're now telling folks like the Indiana governor, there are some emergency camps we're setting up. Yeah, it's really nice. There's 30,000 armed drones coming, yeah. You know, the CIA director a month ago on Wired said, yeah, we're watching it through stuff on your iPhone, your computer, your washing machine. You pay for it, yeah.
There's no Fourth Amendment. It's all just an in-your-face now. And we're like, hey, we don't like this. And the media is either it doesn't exist, the U.S., or it's funny. We're bad. It's like, look at these bad people being arrested and stuff trying to get to the hotel to cover it. You know, look at those bad guys over there. They're really bad.
Everybody here has a camera. Everyone here is filming this. How do you think that's sort of changed the nature of the game, covering this sort of thing? I mean, I've had a lot of information.
I haven't had a chance to look at the numbers this year. I sent two reporters to Switzerland, to St. Moritz. And it was expensive to get there. We could hardly budget it. There are people that came from the U.S., people that lived in Europe, who were sleeping, you know, on the grass to try to get there when they got there. There was over 1,000 people at one point by the last night there, by the Saturday evening before the half day, the next Sunday. And it was just incredible. What was the question? Oh, yeah. Number of... we had 3.5 million views. You can go look at it. On a Justin TV channel that had like 100,000 views and we just used it every once in a while for live events. We had 3.5 million views just on one little streaming system with Aaron Dykes and Paul Watson there covering it. Sure, I've got millions of listeners every day on my radio show. A couple million, some days up to 3 million. But that's a show I've been doing for 17 years. We can just start going and doing maybe 20 live feeds, and then they 3.5 million watched in the next few days, just the archives. I mean, that's amazing. You can go look at that. 3.5 million. It's more than that now. There's been a few more on there. But we're using a whole bunch of new channels as well. I have no idea how many times it's being watched. I was seeing some of the videos were like 400,000 just last few days. I mean, this is just amazing.
Like winning. You get the sense.
We're winning, absolutely. And that's why the mainline corporate press has been forced to come out. I'm not talking about The Guardian. He hasn't been covering it for 4 years at least. But that's why you've got the Associated Press out here. That's why you've got other outfits out here. And it's very exciting. So we're at least having a debate with the real perpetrators. We're not always facing our little puppet president or their puppet prime minister and the motorcade and all the big media coverage. The reason there's not coverage of this, and I've talked to Time Warner people and others, it's because they've been told, you cover this, you're not going to get advanced. There is they don't even have to give them the order anymore. It's like, you cover that. I talked to a guy at Reuters 6 years ago. On the phone, he was going to publish the story. He goes, no, I think it'll get out. It's all in the Canadian papers. You got the same 15 hours. This is in like 15 papers. This is in Toronto Star, Ottawa Citizen, front page. I can get this out. He calls me and he goes, man, you're really right. Wow, this has never happened to me. He goes, it's not being published. He thanked them at that deal. And the guy said, wow, this is really real. Because he said, I'm an editor. You know, it was out of a Texas office. He said, I have never seen anything like this. So that's what's going on. They do not want this information out there. Thank you, buddy. Sorry, I'm coughing and shaking. I had a lot of germs out here.
All right, how you doing? All right. I know you're used to a lot of snarking, kind of people snooting at you, but I'm kind of trying to be very substantive and try to, you know, get...
Well, I don't want to judge you by the other guys.
Everybody back on the...
No, that's a reasonable conclusion. I just want to preface by saying that I'm going to try to be, you know, as a straight shooting.
Hey, a few snarky comments were nothing from you guys. The caller was just like 2-year-olds.
Yeah. Well, they always do that. They just stand like videographers to outdoor rallies and just try to make anyone who demonstrates look silly.
You know, yeah, it's demonization of people that actually care.
So
better get on the street, buddy.
Maybe we should not
get out of here.
I remember a couple of months ago, you were one of the leading proponents of the theory. Listening?
Yeah, I am. The police are coming.
Should we wait?
It's like last time.
Okay.
Did you want to wait, sir, until I get here? You saw us coming. Next time, do me a favor. Just step out of the road, please. Do you understand? Because I'm giving you a warning. Do you understand?
Okay.
Thank you.
So it's not allowed to step on the road?
The road? We have a sidewalk. You stay on the sidewalk. All right? You're subjecting me to be in danger. If you would stay out of the street, I won't be here.
Oh, here we go. New world order, scum! Seriously, I wouldn't mess with them. They're going to take a chance. Okay, we got it. We're not in the street.
So, a couple months ago, you were one of the leading proponents of the theory that the Occupy movement was a George Soros-funded program. And now you've adopted Occupy kind of nomenclature to attract people to come. What change in your thinking that led you to be more open to using that kind of nomenclature?
Well, that's actually a complex question for the media, but it's still not complex enough. I said from day one that... the system put a lot of individual actors about the idea of go after Wall Street, which is a generalization of the core criminal insider groups that are operating.
Is that a fair question? I mean, that's a fair question.
Well, I don't think it's not accurate. I could see from a two-dimensional perspective that from some of what I've said, I criticize the fact that the system tried to co-opt it. And I, myself, tried to say, hey, let's go after the private Federal Reserve. Let's go after the globalists. Let's go after Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, the real top of the pyramid. Not just, we want socialism, which isn't what all the people were saying. So I was saying, look out, you know, move on, and all them are trying to take it over. So I went around and went to rallies and tried to say, hey, let's go after, you know, the crony capitalists that are monopoly people and the opposite of free market. And so I did that. So this is yet another attempt. So yes, you're right. Use the word occupy. Like, how about occupy America? How about occupy freedom again? How about everywhere be a free speech zone, you know? So yes, I mean, I did use the terms. I thought it would capture people's imagination. Hey, let's occupy Bilderberg. Let's actually not just say, let's go occupy, you know, any company that's been successful. Like, that's bad. Let's actually go after the insiders that are fat off corporate welfare.
And do any of your supporters kind of grimace at the use of occupy as slogan?
Some of them are like, oh, that's you know, that's a Soros communism stuff. And I was like, wait a minute. You can't just let somebody ever use the word occupy.
Yeah.
Now they take it.
All right, there's Alex Jones right there being interviewed by some members of the mainstream media. I believe before that was the London Guardian. I'm not sure who that individual was, but we'll find out. And hey, it's coming out. The Journal Gazette. Daniels among Secret Forum's VIP attendees. So word is getting out about the Bilderberg meeting.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Attention men, this is an important message that you need to listen to. There is a silent threat that threatens all men and our livelihood. The tiredness, moodiness, and lack of sex drive may not be your fault. They may be the results of declining testosterone. As we age, men start to lose from 1 to 3% of testosterone each year, and by age 50, what you thought could be your lifestyle or marriage could just simply be you. Don't accept this and fight back. Regain your youth by calling now for T-Gen. The ingredients in T-Gen are clinically proven to boost your testosterone levels and support your prostate to help regain that zest of being a man. That's why you should call right now for a free bottle of T-Gen with your order. Call now. 800-577-8644. That's 800-577-8644. Remember, men, the inside of every man is what counts. Being happy and healthy is the true measurement of success. Call and receive a free bottle of Nitro Boost for those extra romantic moments. So call now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
We'll be right back.
back live, Alex.
Okay, folks, Alex Jones here live, Salon, a reporter. What's your name, sir?
Michael.
Michael. Michael what?
Tracy.
Michael Tracy's interviewing us, and he's bringing up the standard wedge issue stuff about, do you think Ron Paul would like the fact that people are out here? And what do you think of the staffers? Some of his staffers probably don't like 9/11 truthers. All I know is Ron Paul has talked about false flag terror, that the CIA brings in the drugs, and that bin Laden did work for the U.S. government. And I just can't wait till down the road when Ron Paul puts some books out in the future because, you know, the guy I like's Ron Paul. Just because they've got some staff members that are 25 years old and want to go work, you know, for some old, you know, Republican establishment person, so they've tried to keep Ron Paul away from his real constituents. I'm not even worried about that. That's not even on my radar screen. When Ron Paul's on my radio show, I don't even bring up 9/11 issues with him because I'm talking about the private Federal Reserve. I'm talking about all the new wars. I'm talking about, you know, all the other serious things that are happening and going on. The fact that I don't buy the official story of 9/11, that is like nails on a chalkboard to the establishment.
What's your comment on the campaign staff announcing that they're going to stop?
What's my comment on the campaign staff announcing that
they're going?
Well, say it in the microphone.
That the campaign staff announced that they're not going to.
Yes, suspending trying to spend money.
Yeah, and that disillusioned a lot of grassroots folks, like Adam Kokesh, for example, went on a tirade about it on the internet, saying that, you know, you're basically
talking to the mic.
Basically proclaiming that he'd been betrayed, that these establishment types within the Ron Paul kind of apparatus taken over the message and supplanted the real grassroots momentum.
Yeah, I think this is all just attempts to tarnish the Ron Paul movement and legacy that threatens the Bilderberg Group so much inside. The Bilderberg Group is talking about how they want Ron Paul dead inside from multiple sources. I mean, they are running around in expletive-laden tirades against him. And what was your question? Your question
was
about
to the reaction on the part of some that.
Oh yeah, listen. Sure. Again, that was the campaign staff saying we're suspending actively campaigning in states because we don't have the money, but we're going to continue with the delegate process to bring our issues to the floor and continue the info war. Ron Paul has won by simply going forward. And so there's not any infighting going on in Campaign for Liberty. There's none of that going on. Some of the younger, not as sophisticated members of Ron Paul's staff get baited into this stuff. I don't. We're moving forward. We're winning. More people know about the New World Order. More people know about the Federal Reserve. The corporate media has been forced to cover this stuff.
Did Rand Paul get baited into a private meeting with Romney last week?
You know what? I've been so busy that I didn't know about that meeting. They had a meeting?
They did have a meeting, yeah.
Well, I'm not surprised because, let me tell you, they're looking at him for VP.
Rand Paul's going to be VP on somebody who wants, on the ticket of somebody who wants to expand the size of the military.
Well, Rand has told me publicly. Sure. Rand Paul has told me publicly.
It looks like
because
we're back
because he would never. Rand Paul is just repeating because we just blipped out from it on the radio. Rand Paul has told me on the air and also during a break that it would probably never happen because he's not going to compromise. Did he have a meeting with him that you're just now telling me about? And so I'm believing you. I'm sure discussing that or something along those lines. I wouldn't be against Rand Paul being in there if he could say whatever he wanted and do whatever he wanted and talk about the New World Order. But, no, that's why Rand Paul says that it's probably not going to happen.
And I just pulled it up. Meeting with Rand Paul, Mitt Romney tries to tame tempest. And that's out of ABC News. I'm going to bring my laptop.
Guys, are we on air still?
Okay, you're back, Jones. You're back. It glitched for a second. It looks like it's glitching. We're going to go to break. There is something out there. I guess we'll go ahead and post that. Meeting with Rand Paul. Romney tries to tame tempest. Senator Rand Paul is seen at a rally in Acme, Iowa. That Mitt Romney speaks at a CPAC gathering. I don't know. I'm going to look into this, and I'll report that after the break. You are at the front lines of tyranny. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com. We're protesting the Bilderberg Group.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.